Okay, so this is gonna be story time. So I'm just in here just thinking. I just got done playing a few matches of chess and was thinking about something that happened within my family. Now I'm gonna try not to say names because you know I get on rants and get the babbling, and then you know what I'm saying, and forget I'm not supposed to be saying names and shit. So I'm gonna try not to say any names. I'm gonna watch this video again just to make sure I didn't say any names. But yeah, so the title is, you know, women know how to get away from men that they don't want, right? So when you hear about these women getting these in these domestic violence with their husbands, women know exactly. Every woman knows exactly how to get away from that man that she, when she's convinced she don't want him, she knows how to get away. So don't feel sorry. They was trapped in a relationship. That's bullshit. Okay. Just ignore that. Ignore that shit. If a woman doesn't want to be around a man, she knows exactly how to pull out that 10-page fucking manifesto on why the fuck she shouldn't fuck with you. Okay. All right. Every woman. Don't ever think that, oh, yeah, well, maybe when they're younger, they got a little harder time with it. Sometimes they just don't want to say no. But especially when they get grown for real in the world, like, they know how to get away from the men they don't want. So here's a perfect story time example. This happened within my family. One of my family members she's with this guy who beats her up, right? Complete truth, right? Beats, like, legit, like, beats her up. Legit chokes her, beats her up, you know, all that shit, blah, blah, blah. And I remember the first time I heard about it, I was in Prague the first time I heard about it, because I got a phone call saying, yeah, he's been over there beating her up. And she's got a file restriction, because I didn't know any of this was going on when it was happening. Like, so I'm over here in Europe. I didn't know. And say, yeah, the person who I was talking to said, she's going to go file a restriction. After he got done, you know, telling me the whole story, what happened, blah, 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 blah. He then says, she's going to go fill out a restraining order on the guy. And my immediate response, and I don't mean to sound like I know everything, right? But my immediate response was, no, she's not going to do that. He's like, well, how come she won't? He did. He beat her up. He did this. He did that. He broke this and did that. I said, no, she ain't. She is not going to go to that police station. And I went through my typical, you know, red pill rants. Like, look, now that she knows that she has her own family mad at him, AKA attention, good attention, bad attention. It's attention, right? The fact that she knows that they're mad at him, and the fact that she's getting attention from him. And if she didn't leave the first time something like that happened, she wants it. Like I said, women, they know from the start, as soon as they see something they don't like, they're going to be out. All right. And if it's some like physical altercation shit, yelling and screaming, if she's going to keep dealing with the motherfucker like that, it's because she wants it. Okay. For good or bad, maybe, you know, for good or bad, she wants it. Right. So by the end of the first conversation about it, the person I was talking to, he said she was going to go file a restraining order, you know, all that typical, you know, the typical, you know, police shit, right? I said, no, she's not. And the conversation pretty much ended with me going, okay, text me or call me as soon as you hear that she actually went to the police station and filled out a restraining order, right? That's generally how the conversation, I told him, look, text me or call me when she does, because she's not going to do it. So months go by, right? Yeah, maybe about 2 or 3 months go by before we talk about it again. He calls me. First thing he says, yeah, you were right. She went back with him. The first thing, as soon as I pick up the phone, that was the first thing he's like, yeah, you were right. She went back with him. And I'm talking beating her up, blah, blah, blah. Like, it doesn't stop, right? I'm sure he could be doing it as I speak right now. Who knows? But the thing is, When you see a woman go through some shit like that, like I said, don't ever automatically fight for that woman, because that woman will watch you make a fool of yourself, getting mad and huffing and puffing and all that shit. She'll watch you make a fool of yourself, because all that's doing, when you get mad at that dude who's beating up your sister or cousin or aunt or whatever the fuck, and she doesn't just leave, okay? If she didn't leave, trust me, if she didn't leave after that, the first time, maybe second, but I say really the first time, maybe given the context scenario, maybe two, maximum three. If she didn't leave by maximum three times of having that type of altercation, She wants it. Let her have it. Let her go. Let it go. Right. And I was trying to tell that to the person who called me. I said, look, let her go. She wants that shit, man. If you get it, if you get automatically listen to a woman and of course, she's going to be the victim. And then you start huffing and puffing. All you doing is playing into that little game. That's all you're doing. Let her go out there and get her. If she's getting her ass whooped and she's still with that motherfucker, let her get her ass whooped. All right. Let her get her ass. It got so bad. The last thing that I heard was he had broken, like he had broken into her house. Like, well, he had broke her car windows, broke into her house. No, he had the keys to the house and broke like tables. Everything in there was just broken. I still haven't been over her house yet because she moved from her old house into another house. It's not a new house. It's just another house. And everything in there was broke. I seen the pictures. It was like, you know, blood and shit all on the walls. I'm like, yo, you got to let her go. Just don't go over there. Let her. You got to let when women get in that situation and they end up with either just a crazy dude or something like that. Or maybe she's triggering it. Who knows? But if she ends up in that situation, let her go. Because every woman knows exactly how to get out of whatever. You see, women don't live on contracts. Women don't live on loyalty. When she's ready to go, she's ready to go. That woman's not ready to go. So whenever you see a woman out there with a man yelling at her or some shit like that, and she's still sitting there dealing with it and all that old crazy shit, when you see that, don't never, because a part of you is naturally going to want to protect a woman, because that's just what we do as men. Men are naturally the loving, caring protectors. So we naturally want to do it, man. But remember this, man, like, look, don't ever protect a woman, especially if she's sitting down with a dude who's abusive, okay? Because I'm telling you, most kids, just like I said in that one video, man, and this might have been a while back. Women who get beat up for real, they don't go to the police. They don't. They very rarely do. The women who like seriously get beat up by their men and shit like that, the women who usually go to police and go to counseling and all that shit like that, the women who usually go are women who are just lying about it because they're just trying to, you know, because they're using it as a tactic to get away from him. To get people against them, so it's a tactic to get away. They're usually either completely lying, or the dude's not really. What she'll call domestic violence, we would say, you know, oh, what was this? You know, you started it. You threw a telephone at him and kicked him in the face three times, and all he did was just push you against the wall. And she'll say she was getting beat up like that. And every now and then, you got couples who can like, you know. They get in the fights and they kind of get a little mad, get a little scuffled, but they don't get in the serious fights. But those are the women who go to police. The women who really didn't get in a real altercation or she's flat out lying. The women who genuinely get their ass beat by a man, those women don't go to the police, man. Mark my word. I say at least 90% of women who genuinely get their ass whooped. I mean, who genuinely get in the fight where they family coming over talking about we want to kill him and all this silly shit like that. Women who really get their ass whooped, those women don't go to police, man. They don't go to police because you made it personal with them. Personal slash you put the dude put that fear of God in her. So she don't go. She ain't going to the police. In a damn near, I say in a way, it probably even turns into a bit of Stockholm syndrome if done, you know, if done in a certain way. But yeah, man, when you deal with that, man, trust me, women know how to get away from that situation, whatever the situation, she knows. Okay, because y'all remember that video I did a while back with that girl telling some, I think she was 30. She was a single mother at 30, but she moved back in with the baby's father and she's outside talking to us while she's on Tinder. Talking about she's trying to get away from that motherfucker. She will deploy a plan when needed. Trust me on that. Women do not waste time with that shit, man. So that's another reason why I say, like, don't ever believe in a woman. Don't do that. And don't ever fight for a woman. Unless, like I say, unless you happen to go into town and you've seen it with your eyes, like she was naturally looking one way and a bus driver was genuinely looking another way and they collided on some shit like that. Unless you was there and you seen it like for real. Don't ever feel sorry for her, man, because she's doing exactly what she wants to do. Don't let these women in this victim mentality fucking get to your head, because women love to play victim. They will manipulate you however they see, by any means possible if they want something. So yeah, don't ever fight for don't ever fight for a woman. Don't ever do that. Like, unless you witness the whole, and even if you witness it, you still gotta be kind of skeptical. Cause like I said, man, you know how many times in the world women, bitches just flat out steal dudes, expensive jewelry or expensive clothes or something. You know how many times that shit happens in the world? And then the next time, let's say Tyrone fuck around and sees her in the streets, it's just on like Donkey Kong right off the bat. Like that's why, because the bitch stole $10,000 from him 3 months ago and he just seen her. And then guess what? Here comes Beta Roy, comes up, hey, no, don't hit the woman. Like, no, this bitch fucking, like, she fucking poisoned the food I was eating, stole all my shit, and left me up in a hospital. I was in hospital for 3 weeks, barely survived, and now she walking around with another dude. Oh, that dude, he ain't whoop her ass for that. Right? Like I said, like, don't ever, like, you never know why a woman is in an altercation with men or women. You never know why, for real, because, like, bitches will do some foul shit and just conveniently leave that out. When it's time to explain what happened, bitches will do some foul shit on earth, man. So like I said, when they like, don't ever, because you never know the whole story with that shit. Like I said, they could have had some beef from 6 months to a year, or she could have just evaded for the last year and finally got confronted with that shit, you know, on Broadway Street. So, uh-oh, I'm in trouble. Maybe. And in the back of her mind, she's hoping a beta dude to come rescue her from it. Cause that's what women do, man. That's what they do. But yeah, back to the top, man. Women, they know how to get out. Women know how to get out of a out of any interpersonal situation. They know. So if they're sitting there, it's because they want it, man. Trust me. Don't ever go over there fighting for a woman. Don't go over there fighting. Don't go over there getting angry. Don't do any of that shit for a woman because something she said that somebody else did. No, because she knows how to do. When it comes to that interpersonal game with that shit, women are far ahead of men with that shit. And the only thing is, women will let it go because women like that. Women like attention. So they'll hold on to it just to hold on to some attention, some extra attention. So they'll hold on to it. But man, she knows how to get out of that shit. So your little sister, your aunt, your cousin, whoever it is with the boyfriend who, you know, treats her like shit and all that, and does all this and does that and does this and does that, and she's still sitting there with him because she wants him. But yeah, that's the video, man. I'm out.